I'm the project manager for Massachusetts. I'm here today to talk about how we started training our local boards of health. Massachusetts is unique and weird in some respects because we don't have county-based government. We have 351 towns. So each town is like their own little fiefdom. They each have a board of health. They each have a public health nurse or nurses or a part-time health agent that does the case investigation and follow-up. Our job is to give them their case of illness. Their job is to do the case investigation and follow-up and give it back to us. So with MAVEN, which is our electronic disease surveillance system that we've developed, we've ran into some challenges and we've ran into some good things as well. So that's why I'm here today. So Massachusetts, we started deploying our FIN compliant web-based system back in we started the process in 04, we bought in 05, we turned it on in 06. So when we bought the system, we knew that we needed to do something pretty quick because our access database that we had was slowly dying. It's just very slow dying death. And every week it seemed like it was crashing and burning, and we'd spend a week bringing it back up and then it would crash and burn again. So we bought the product called MAVEN from Consilient Software, and we chose the name MAVEN because it stands for Mass MA Virtual Epidemiologic Network. So that's what we did. This is where we were at. Sorry about that. This is where we were at back in 06. As you can see, a lot of silo systems, a lot of different ways that we had data coming into the system, paper, and I'm sure all of you have in your existing or legacy systems. I'm sorry, I'm not getting the click of this. Okay, so again, we started in 04, we went live in 06. Case management for TB went live in 07. And then our first local board of health we brought on in September of 07, and here we are almost September of 08. And what we did is, we had some challenges, as I mentioned. So again, that 351 boards of health, and at these boards of health, you have a wide range of staffing issues. A lot of computer technology challenges with public health nurses. It's an older group of nurses, and you have a younger group of nurses that are much more computer at ease, so to speak. And so part of the challenge in going out and setting up these trainings with the boards of health and the nurses is basically you're selling them on a system and trying to get their buy-in on that their job is eventually going to be easier, because in the long run you enter the data that you put in and you get out what you put in. So the key thing about MAVEN, and I'm going to get to this later in the presentation, but the key thing is the locals for the first time have the ability to go in and query the database. So how many Lyme cases do you have from 07 to 08, suspect cases, confirmed cases, and pull it out in some type of report, or you can do a full extract. And so for them, it's the first time that they're able to actually see the data that they write down on the paper case report forms and actually be entered is what they're seeing for the first time. So it is kind of cool. We've had some issues around data stewardship at some of the local boards of health. So if they put in something for a Lyme case, and then we come in and find out from a doctor that it's something different, who owns the data? So we've had to work out some of those issues. We've had another challenge is trying to find training settings that are cheap, because we have no money in our budget for training. So I kind of beg, borrow, and steal and convince people to give me training space. And we've had them from community college settings to high schools to senior centers that have computers. And again, when you get out to these centers, the firewalls are in place. So you have to make sure that you can access this test site that we have up for MAVEN. And a lot of times they say it works, but then when you get there, it doesn't. So a lot of challenges around that. And then again, we've kind of been challenged around the outreach. Like, who exactly are we trying to reach? So I really have kind of blanketed the state. I've gone out to the environmental health group, the public health nurses, pretty much everybody that's anybody in Massachusetts has heard of MAVEN. And then again, as the user interface changes, because we've been very aggressive with changing our system, we have monthly releases. We've changed and upgraded our system about 13 times since we've been live. So how do you, when you've changed a user interface or you've added a workflow for the nurses, how do you retrain that group that you've already gone back and trained? So that's been also a little bit of a challenge. So, I've trained about 172 boards of health around the state. We have 63 that are live that are actually using both the general epi model and the TB. Well, actually, 63 using the general epi. We have 4 just for TB, because the TB model is much more case management intensive driven, so it's a little bit extra step in training them. I have 2 that are read-only status, and then the remainder of the locals in the state are at various stages of the 172. So what I've done is, here's a map. I've kind of covered the whole state of Massachusetts, again, having trainings pretty much all over the place. I try to do them on groups so I can train as many as possible, or I do what we have a software called Interwise, which is a web-based training tool, which pretty much works out. Again, it's that technology step for some of the nurses. You have to have headphones. They get confused and plug in the wrong headphones, so they keep saying, talking to you, but you can't hear them, or they can hear you. So sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge. And then here's a map of, again, around the state. The green are live, the 2 reds, Boston and Springfield. Boston has decided they're going to buy their own system. They're buying the same system that we have, and then we're going to actually start working on some business process analysis to trade the information back and forth between the 2 systems. September, I have a huge VNA group, which in Massachusetts, that's another challenge. You have the VNAs that have been employed by these towns that cover them, and you would think they're over there 5 days a week. Well, some of these nurses, I have one nurse out west that covers 10 towns, and she works 2 hours a week. So the towns have given her money for 2 hours to do case investigation and follow up. So I think this is going to help them immensely, because it's going to keep track of their cases in a very systematic way in what we call workflows. And it's just like an electronic folder. As the diseases come in, they're maintained there, the nurses say they've seen them, and then they move in between the folders or the workflows until they're finished with the case investigation and follow up. So again, in the summer of 07, we started deploying to that pilot group, a small group, and then we've kind of gone large to the 351. We also started a governance council, which is comprised of many of that pilot group, about 12 to 15 towns, and they meet monthly. It's an agenda-driven meeting, and it's where they kind of vet data issues, and if there's system enhancements or user request for a new feature to Maven, they kind of prioritize it for us, which has kind of helped us immensely in trying to keep track of, you know, what the locals want or don't want. We let them make the decision and let them kind of drive the bus, so to speak. And then the other thing that we did was we created extensive training materials and proficiency tests for both internal and external users, because when we went from a paper system to this web-based system, our own staff, epidemiologists, research analysts, and data entry staff, we needed a way to make sure that they knew that they were picking the right tests and the drop-downs, and that they knew what to do when they were filling out the electronic case report form. So that took probably around 3 months, we've been using it for both internal and external, when we bring new employees on, as well as the new local boards of health. And then again, we did that on-site and web-based trainings around the state as well. So again, the training involves PowerPoints, cheat sheets that I've developed for pretty much, you know, how to enter a case, how to enter a contact. It's real basic stuff, but it's a lot of screenshots, because I found that the nurses aren't going to read all text. They need some pictures. So we've tried to make it as user-friendly and as easy as possible, so to speak. It literally walks you through step 1, 2, and 3. We've updated our user training manual. Every time we have a UI change, we have to go in and update the training manual. I find that a lot of people don't read the training manual. I know I never read the training manual from software programs, the book that you get, and you're like, eh, I'll figure it out. We just started working with the university, BU School of Public Health. I'm an alum of BU, and one of the professors had a group of students that were very interested in communication skills and training. And so we started working on videos. We have about 10 modules set up where a nurse can click on it and a student walks them through step 1 through 10, so to speak, on how to enter a contact, how to change your password. Very simple. We're starting out very slow, very simple modules. And if anybody is interested in seeing one, I had one tied to here, but for time's sake, I'm not going to go into it. But I can send you the link to that. Again, we've added the help section. One of the things that we kept hearing from the health partners that were on was the help section, most of the time they never went to it. They wanted tools in the help section that they could use. So we added our surveillance manual, which is a two-volume book or CD-ROM. And so now it's kind of one-stop shopping. You can click on the help, go to AMI Biases or Giardia, see what the case classification is. We've added that. We added the school health manual because for some reason they only print so many and nobody could ever get their hands on a school health manual. And it's amazing how many nurses get asked about scabies. And they always call us, we have to pull up the PDF. So now it's all there in a PDF format. We also added our case classification manual, which is basically, it lists every disease, what the case definition is, what the case classification is, as well as what test you pick in the dropdown for Maven. So it tells you if you have an O&P for AMI biases, Giardia, then you pick this laboratory test and this result. So it's laid out pretty user-friendly. And then we've added the cheat sheets. Pretty much all of my training materials are also under there. So I tell them, when in doubt, go to the help section. We also do the quarterly surveys out to all of our local board members. And we get some good feedback from using SurveyMonkey for that. And then we're in the process of developing a quarterly newsletter as well. So this is Boston University. Again, Dr. Wayne Lamort and two of his students have been helping me develop these modules. Proficiency test, we created them for internal and external. The local boards of health to come online, you go through one of the trainings, which is about two and a half hours, and I walk you through all the features. Then basically I create dummy cases in the system, and you have to prove to me that you know how to move them through the system. You have to see them, you have to accept them, assign them to you, complete the case investigation and follow-up, and then submit the case report form electronically. So you move them through the different workflows in the system, and again, I kind of challenge you and give you a couple labs, a couple case report forms, and just kind of make sure you understand where the data goes and which question packages. The question packages in Maven are really our case report form, just divvied up and chopped up into sections. So again, it's just really kind of, it's basic, and nobody fails. The nurses always kind of freak out when I give the training, but it's very forward. And I think the biggest thing they struggle with is the workflows and understanding how the cases move between those electronic folders and answering different questions when you first receive that case investigation or the case notification. That's what they struggle with a lot. And again, the extract generation and the reports they love because it is the first time that they're able to kind of pull the data out, look at it, and actually not use post-it notes and pull out all the folders and have to do hash marks and figure out how many cases of Lyme disease they have for their town. So let's see. The business rules is one of those things that we struggled with when we first started was, again, between the state and those 351 towns, exactly who owns the data, the stewardship of the data, and the system is pretty much as a whole, it's all open. We didn't really lock down certain variables. There are certain programmatic variables that the program areas wanted to restrict at the local level, but for the most part, I would say 95% of the variables, the locals can go in and update, add, or change because really it is their system as well. We've created memorandums of understanding between our 351 towns that as you come on, you have to sign one of these MOUs. And if anyone wants one, I can share those with you. We also created with these VNA and the locals, these rules of engagement on what will the VNA groups do and what will the locals do in Maven, because by answering certain variables, it moves certain things through the workflows. And so everyone has to be on the same page on what you do and when you do it by selecting certain variables. And so that's been very helpful. And then I have begun to work with our infection control practitioners where they enter disease in Maven, it alerts us at the state and it alerts the towns themselves. So it's very circular in nature, but everyone had to be on the same page about if the infection control practitioner wanted to do the case investigation versus the town, which in some instances, the ICP really did want to do it and the town was like, go ahead and do it. But again, everybody had to be on the same page and understand what those rules were going to be. We also have regional MOUs. There's one of the BT regions has a group of EPIs that they fund. And so again, they had set up an MOU talking about what they were going to do versus those towns in that BT region. And then we've just started the process of documenting the data sharing with Boston, and they have bought the same system as us, as I mentioned, and so that's ongoing. This is just one of those slides that we've created using the Robert Wood Johnson, that business process model that the Robert Wood Johnson funded our group in Massachusetts. And again, it's real basic on case investigation and the initial report, but it's been very helpful with Boston because, again, we've just started the process, but already you can see that there's been a lot of assumptions on who's doing what, when, and where, and so it's going to help us kind of pin that down. The Governance Council, as I mentioned, we met November 07, first one, monthly meetings. It's online and in person. There's membership, but it's pretty much open. We didn't want to exclude anybody. We solicit an agenda, and then we go through what's going on in Maven, the enhancements, the upgrades, any issues or bugs. We tell them up front. We don't hide anything. We tell them this is what's going on. We're working on it, but this is what's going on. Follow up with notes and agenda, and then we do some training in our Governance Council. And then again, those requests for revisions and upgrades, we let them put forth those revisions and upgrades, and then we also say, here's what we have, what do y'all want to do? What do you want to work on? So we let them kind of make those decisions and help us. It has increased communication between us and the local boards of health and those VNA groups. It's allowed for us to outreach to, again, those multiple organizations from Mass Health Officers Association, Environmental Health, Public Health, Council of Local Public Health, and then the health boards as well. And then it's also allowed us in our office to include the data entry staff, the research analysts, because I take them out on the road with me. So for them, sometimes it's the first time they've gotten to go out of the office and actually train and communicate with some of these boards of health. And so now you have a reference point. You can call into the office and speak to Ann or to speak to Jessica, and you know who you're talking to. And again, we haven't really ever done a lot of work with the VNA, and the VNA, we found out, has a very heavy influence in some of these communities. They get paid to do the case investigation and follow up, and so it's been very beneficial for us as well. And then there's been a lot of ownership between the locals and our department, the EPI, immunization, TB, because for the first time, you have a lot of communication. They're leaving notes for each other, they're talking on the phone, so it's been really great. To conclude, it significantly improved our completeness and timeliness of our reporting and case investigation because we're not mailing things out. It doesn't take 2 weeks for somebody to open on their desk. It automatically goes into the workflow at the local level. They see it. We see it. We know who's doing what through that audit trail and through the case investigation assignment. You know, you have to have extensive training materials, and I would say you have to be willing to constantly update those. And so we went with a PowerPoint training kind of format because you could go in one day, do the training, and somebody would say, well, that didn't work so great. So we've constantly updated and kind of tweaked that PowerPoint constantly, and I email it out as a PDF or I have it bookmarked for them as well to go back for training purposes. We do have a help desk, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. I don't think we really anticipated how many calls we were gonna get with anything from changing your password to just asking basic questions about my case was supposed to be here, I did this, is this right? So supporting that I think has been a big challenge for us. And then we also have an email address that people email us questions that we answer Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You know, there's still a lot of issues out there. Even though it's tweaked a lot of interest in our system, there's still that ongoing, you know, that financial support in clarifying the business rules and what that means to the locals. And the user training and how well I, as one person, can get out there and do this. Because right now, it's just me basically covering the whole state and being the project manager. So it's been a little bit of a challenge, but it has been nice because I have gotten to get out of the office and meet and train the local boards of health, and you really do get a sense that there's 351, they all do business a little bit the same way, but a little bit different. And we found that you know, it's still going to be a challenge no matter what. And we know that. We've just accepted it. There are days when you do kind of want to run screaming from the office. But, you know, I constantly get a call saying, I got a page, because our system, when a Hep A or an immediate goes into the system, it sends you a text message. And it says, you have a case of Hep A in the town of Sharon. Please log on to Maven. And invariably, a nurse, it's been 2 weeks since she got the, you know, an immediate, and she'll call me and go, okay, what do I do? You know, and you have to kind of walk her through. And so in my sleep, I can, you know, go here, click there, do this. So, I mean, but it's good because you know it's working. So here's my contact information. And again, if you want to reach me or if you want any of my training materials or anything, I'm more than willing to share those with you and cheat sheets and stuff. So are there any questions? Yes.
Did one MOU work for all 351 agencies, or did you have to tweak each one?
It's still kind of in a draft form. So to come onto Maven, those 63 towns, they you know, part of the thing is that they know they're going to have to sign an MOU, but they accept the system the way it is now. So that's kind of like where I tell them. It's like, if you want to come on board, you have to accept the system the way it is. Here's the MOU. Read through it. I would say 99% of them just read it. I mean, just read it and sign it. There's two in my mind right now that stick out that are very, they're kind of like, there's a few sticky points. And the sticky points can be answered, but it's around redundancy. And if the system crashes and burns, what is the response time of bringing that system back up? So we're saying 24 hours, and they're saying it should be X, Y, and Z, but it's one of those things. So we're working on it. Anything else? Yes.
As you're doing this rollout across the state, how are you selecting the jurisdiction where you're going to go next? Are you looking at their burden of disease, get the biggest reporters on first, get the most enthusiastic health departments on first?
A little bit of both. It's kind of like throw it against the wall, and if it sticks, it sticks. But no, I pulled the number of cases for each town for 3 years, and I targeted the top 10. And of those, they're like, come find me when the rest of the state's on it. And then a few are like, sign me up now, let's do it. Again, I targeted the public health. The Public Health Nurse Association in Massachusetts has these regional public health groups, and so I got on their dockets and went and did the little PowerPoint dog and pony show and showed it to them. And I said, here's a training in your area in 2 weeks. And so sign up and do it. So I constantly keep going back to those areas, those public health nurse areas. There's a, out west, there's a Franklin County regional government. I guess when they disbanded, because at one time Massachusetts did have county government, and they disbanded it. And this group out here decided that it really worked for them, so they were going to continue with that regional kind of format. But it's very loose. And so she's great because it's 101 towns in this area, and she really kind of pushes out emails and says, Scott's coming back out to do a training here. And so we really have kind of shuffled pretty much a large group of these people. And out west, who would have known, but out west, that's where this clump of towns are. You know, and one town has 300, and one town has 3,700. So, you know, our towns are, Boston has about 650. And again, Boston's going to have their own system and feed us the direction. But bottom line, it's, you just got to go out there and do it. Since I knew some of the nurses, I really focused on the nurses, because that's the majority of dudes that does the case investigation and follow-up with the nurses.
And I have a follow-up question.
Sure.
Your quarterly survey, is that on user satisfaction? Is that on how are you using the system? What type of question?
It ranges from, you know, how often do you sign on? How often do you use it? It's really, I try to keep it 10 questions or less. And the core ones are there any system enhancements you would like? Is there anything that doesn't work? Or, you know, is there something that is currently doing something that you don't want it to do, and why? So it's trying to identify their happiness level as well as solicit, you know, what's not working for you, and if you had a pot of gold and you had something to put in the system free, what would you put in? So we've actually incorporated some of those reports and changed a couple workflows based on those inputs. So, cool, thank you.